Good afternoon. This is Monika Kobylińska from ING Bank Śląski. Welcome to our conference call related to second quarter results. We have here Mr. Boda, who is usual, but also Mrs. Kołakowska is joining the conference. If you have any specific questions for Mrs. Kołakowska, that's a good occasion. Could I ask you to introduce yourself? Who is online?
Michał Konarski, Wood & Company.
Valentina Stoykova, Bank of America.
Dzień dobry.
Aleksandra Kasztelian, Global Investors.
Tomasz Bursa, IPOPEMA Securities.
Dzień dobry, Monika Zaremba. Ja chciałabym, Brebank, chciałabym wziąć udział w konferencji.
Hugo Swan, Credit Suisse.
Okay, I think we can start the conference. First general question, would you prefer to go through Q&A session, or would you like to go through the presentation?
If it's possible, Q&A.
Okay. Everyone agrees?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
So who will start?
Okay, so maybe me, Michał Konarski, Wood & Company. Maybe I would like to start with risk costs in this quarter. Of course, they were elevated because of the construction sector. However, I would like to learn what was the underlying cost of risk in the quarter. Also, we saw a pickup in the risk costs in the retail segment quarter over quarter. Maybe if we could hear what was driving it. And my second question would be regarding net interest margin, which was pretty stable this quarter. And I was wondering, what should we expect going forward in the next quarters? Was the rate increase by the central bank already included in this result, or do you expect some positive impact from it still in upcoming quarters? So as for now, that's all from me.
But how you define, you said underlying risk, what do you mean by this?
I mean without the write-off for construction sector. What was it? Because we saw that it was rising quarter on quarter in corporate sector, and I was wondering if it was still rising this quarter.
But I don't know what you refer to as underlying and what was rising. I understand. You mean
risk costs in corporate segment. I mean, excluding this write down for construction sector. How it was behaving?
So you mean how the corporate portfolio behave in spite of the construction sector?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I think you know we did a thorough review of all exposures that we have. So I would say. Of course, construction sector individually a bit drives the level that we did in the second quarter. So overall, we have not seen a much higher increase in other parts of the portfolio. If you look at what is the level of risk cost over the corporate portfolio for the first 6 months, it's more or less 80 basis points, and this is what we've already communicated in the first quarter as a kind of an indication what we would see for this year. I think important maybe to note, if you look at the corporate portfolio itself, it's already approximately 30 billion zloty, so that has increased quite substantially over the last two and a bit years.
All right, and 80 bips for the full year in the corporate sector or overall?
Oh, in corporate sector. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and if you could comment on the increase in risk costs in the retail sector, what was the driver of that?
Well, I think, okay, not that significant, to be honest. Also, the portfolio there is growing, so if we look quarter on quarter, you look at 19 million, so roughly 20 and 5 more. I think overall we were also projecting that for retail risk costs, here the reference would be approximately 60 basis points.
Okay, thank you. And what about net interest margin outlook?
Well, from what we've noticed a bit in the second quarter and was visible, you see that we have quite some growth in savings part. So the promotion costs are flowing through net interest margin. We don't see kind of an immediate trend, and it's always a bit of a follow-up that you have margin increase on the lending side. So we don't see any big movements there. So you would say, you know, assuming the funding cost of funding will not be that much lower going forward, that's more or less what we envisage to see in the future as well.
Okay, thank you.
Is there any other question?
Hello.
Yeah, hi. This is Valentina from Bank of America. Perhaps a follow-up question on the cost of risk. When I look at the loan loss charges for corporates, the increase basically in the second quarter is something like 80 million compared to the first quarter. So is this all attributed to the construction sector? This was my question.
Well, majority of it, yes. But of course, when you look at absolute number, so 106 for corporate part, it's a combination of increasing, decreasing. So, but I think in summary, not exactly, but that will be more associated with the construction sector.
Okay. Yeah, thanks a lot for that.
Hi there, Hugo Swan from Credit Suisse. If I could just ask a little bit about your outlook for the next sort of year in terms of what you're expecting to see loan growth and deposit growth to be for the sector as a whole, and then a little bit about sort of the outlook for your market share dynamic on that. Thank you.
3 year, that's quite a long period going forward. I think general estimation for both corporate and retail is to grow. I think it's more one-digit figure in each of the sectors rather than double-digit. And, of course, you will have different maybe developments within subsectors. For instance, consumer finance is not expected as a market to grow, rather to be a bit more stable and even perhaps decreasing this year, at least in the forecast. For a corporate portfolio, I think that will be very much dependent on what is the overall economic the sentiment. What we see right now, there is no one trend. You see that there are still quite a number of large projects being put forward, so it also requires financing. At the same time, smaller companies are hesitant to take on additional debt because of certain uncertainties. So what we at least forecast is more one-digit growth in the next couple of years with a very difficult trend to draw even for second half of this year. In terms of our market shares, I think, you know, what we've been showing so far, we have actually increased our market share, and that actually goes to, it's true for both sides of the balance sheet, so both deposits and lending. Our current market share in retail has just gone over 3%. This is still relatively low, but the fundamental reason behind this is that we have we've refrained from extending foreign currency loans, mortgage loans, for a number of years when the market was completely different than now. going forward. I think you know, the mortgage market continued or started to be more zloty, 95% as of this year, and our share in the new production was run to, let's say, 7-8%, and this is what we predict going forward. Cash loans, this is where we want to grow our market share. We've started with second quarter, but still from a fairly low base. Corporate, the bank has a strong position in corporate lending, over 8% market share right now. So it depends a bit. We're not thinking of decreasing that market share. Actually, we've grown it. So it depends very much how the market will develop going forward.
Okay, thank you. And I guess with the sort of push into the retail side, you've always said that your costs will grow with your revenue. But in Q2, we've seen a fairly decent performance on the cost side. How do you think your spending that's going to require you to take market share on the retail side particularly?
The retail side, meaning savings and deposits, or both lending? I'm sorry, the call is a little bit interrupted from time to time, so I didn't quite get the full picture.
Sure. Well, on both, I guess, but I guess you're particularly making a push on some of the lending products, which you haven't been as active in as you have been in the past. So I guess trying to grow your share in mortgages and trying to grow your share in consumer loans, what are the associated cost growth and how do you think about that over the next couple of years?
Well, if you look at mortgages, I think the bank has already repositioned itself quite substantially, because our small market share in the past is a result from refraining from extending foreign currency retail mortgages. That has changed since 2009. We started lending zloty mortgages have become more attractive and popular, and this is the trend. So I think there the bank has already established both process, selling capacity, and everything else. Sorry, have we disconnected, or?
Can you hear us?
Yes, we can.
Sorry, some technical problems.
So I think in terms of selling capabilities for mortgages, there is not that much change on our part. The new part is certainly cash loans, and we've started to establish our name in this this year more than in the past. And of course, there is certain costs associated with having a much bigger focus on that product. However, the product itself is typically quite attractive in terms of profitability. So if that's successful, that should actually offset higher costs associated with building your name in that product line.
Okay, that's great. Thank you very much.
And other question?
Maybe me once again, Michał Konarski, Wood & Co. Maybe if I can ask about the dividend, what will be your policy regarding the payout this year from your profit?
Well, obviously, I mean, the first test is the capital test. We will have to see, you know, how we trend towards the end of the year. So that's, as we've always said, the ability to grow has to be added into that equation. So if the bank will meet those criteria in a sufficient level, we will certainly, you know, have considerations. But I think it's too early to have a firm standpoint on that.
in which of the three methods actually will be taken into consideration when looking at these capital ratio criteria and dividend criteria. Is it the Polish FSA method that you're calculating the capital right now?
It will be the Polish.
The IRB?
No, this will be the Polish FSA calculation. Because I think we've tried to describe the situation in the report, but until we get full approval, or maybe, in other words, until we meet all conditions for obtaining approval for fully using advanced methodology, we will have to base on the FSA methodology to start with. And perhaps if we are halfway, maybe we will go at 90% of a standard approach. But I think we should assume at this point in time that this is the Polish FSA approach.
Thank you. So this will happen. This will start from 2013 onwards.
Mid of 2013.
Mid 2013. Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, any questions?
So maybe once again, Michał Konarski here. Maybe I would like to ask about the cost growth. This quarter we saw that the operating costs were down by almost 2%, driven mainly by the personal expenses. And I'm just wondering, what are your expectations regarding the cost growth in the second half and obviously full year?
I think as we have discussed and as we elaborated previously, we are working on the cost improvement on this sustainable base. I mean, we are improving our processes and the products just to make it more efficient and to increase efficiency. I think we are doing this because please remember that our volumes are increasing. So if you look into the slide number 6 in our presentation, you see that the number of clients per employee and the balance sheet per employee are growing significantly. And in spite of that, we managed to lower slightly the cost in this quarter. So rather, we are more focused on the efficiency than on just the nominal cost cut, and rather on the improvement action that will result in the increase of the efficiency in future and ability for growth than, again, just, you know, I don't know, cutting the employment, closing the branches, and you know, employing people next year and opening the branches next year.
Thank you.
Anyone?
Okay, so maybe a really last question from me regarding fee income. Actually, it increased this quarter after the drop of the following two quarters. And I'm wondering, do you think this is the start of some positive trend, or we should still expect some decline going in the second half?
Well, if you look at the structure a little bit, there are different trends going on, because all fees that are more related to, let's say, capital markets, like distribution of funds or custody, these are unfortunately declining, which is a bit of a market trend. What has compensated for this is also the fees that we get from the factoring and other services, and factoring in particular, which have been included in the larger group as of January this year. So overall, the fees are under pressure, and this is not only, let's say, from our side, but more from the market perspective. And then the bank is considering to have other products that will fill in maybe the gap of this negative trend going forward, or a reverse or flatten the trend going forward.
Okay, thank you.
Was it the last question of the conference call? Or maybe somebody wants to ask something. Okay. I think we can finish our conference call.
If there are no further questions, but we are always available if you have additional questions afterwards.
Perhaps one last question on the NPL coverage. We saw that it dropped slightly this quarter. Do you expect this to continue going forward? Or should we expect any changes to the NPL coverage? It was mainly driven by increase in NPL volumes. If you can talk a little bit about the dynamics behind that, I would really appreciate it.
Of course, that depends on the volumes reclassified to NPL portfolio, because, of course, on the beginning, the new, let's say, loans reclassified or new defaulted loans are usually with some collateral, so that's more like kind of the step in the cycle, that on the beginning you have increase in the NPL portfolio, but with relatively low coverage of the loan loss provisions because you have some different kind of the collaterals. Mm-hmm. Times when this portfolio is, you know, let's call it cleaned, and exactly. Just extracting everything you can from the collaterals. On the end of the day, you are just, you know, something that is not collateralized and covered with the 100% of the loan loss provision. Then you are selling this, the different, let's say, external companies, and the whole the cycle is closed again and starting from the beginning. I think right now we are on the beginning of the cycle when you may see that the banks are classifying the fresh loans, let's call it on this way, into the NPL portfolio with some collateral still. Within the time, some of these loans will be restructured and will come back as normal, and some of them will just go into the vindication, and as I said, yes, the whole story will repeat. So that's nothing that is very surprising nor not expected.
Okay, thank you.
So if that was the final question, as I said before, happy to have your questions individually if you would have any others. If nothing further pops up, then
thank you very much.
I guess we thank you for the call.